Well, he'll be a bit tired this morning because he spent the whole night in ibadah. He was listening to the lecture very attentively last night. Then tahajjud salah, there's a hole in the musalla. Ibi Dawji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, you're telling all my secrets to the public.
No, I want them to know why the program will be short today and why the jokes will be a bit flat. Story that caught your eye this week.
Whatever that word means.
Story that caught your eye this week.
Maulana, you know, the former British Foreign Minister, Robin Cook, declared a few years ago that chicken tikka masala is now the national dish of Britain. Well, I'm not surprised, especially because it is so much more exciting than the national dish, the previous national dish, which was fish and chips. How can you even choose fish and chips over chicken tikka masala? The other reason is that Britain is full of Pakistani restaurants. So if you want a bite late at night, just pop over to up the street to Chacha's Karachi Takeaway for some butter chicken or karai ghost or butter naan. The place is saturated with these fast food places. And if you visit Europe, chow is no problem at all. Paki joints all over the place, Bangladeshi cafes, Indian curry houses. But what you will find all over the place are Turkish fast food places selling what is known as doner kebab. I spoke about this before. You find it everywhere. Big sign, doner kebab. Well, one city is not happy with these kebab shops. Venice. A new law has just been passed last week by the city authorities banning the opening of any new kebab shop. What's the reason? Well, Paola Mar, she is the city's tourism chief. She said, we want to put the brakes on the types of activities which are not compatible with the preservation and development of Venice's cultural heritage. You know, I have been to Venice many times, Maulana, and the place is visited by millions of people from all over the world. So, what are you going to control what people are going to eat? You want them to eat only pizzas and pastas? Good heavens. Well, I think they need to wake up and smell the masala tea. Hundreds of thousands have been passing, have been pouring in from the Middle East and North Africa and Pakistan and Bangladesh. So, I think Europe should be ready for their eating habits to be spiced up a little bit. Ish, what next, eh? They ban the niqab, then the hijab, then the building of minarets at any new masjid, and now the kebab is the biggest threat to Europe. Frankly, I think all of them are just a whole bunch of kebabs. And now to the next story. I am absolutely astounded at the pace of technological advancement, Maulana, and I'm sure you are also.
Mm.
Take cell phones, for example. They are mini computers today. What a huge leap from the first Nokia phone that you had. You know, the one with the big fat aerial sticking out. And that was not very long ago, right? You know, with that, you could just make calls and maybe send some SMSs, and we're so thrilled with it at that time. Today, you can do magic and call, and of course, cell phone companies are competing to outdo one another. And it's all got to do with research. Research, research, research. Be better than your rivals. Samsung 8 is out. And there's research in so many other fields also, Maulana, to improve and expand our hunger for technological improvements. Look at today's cars, for example, compared to the old Cortina I used to drive. Old Cortina, it's taken as absolutely normal that your car will tell you how close you are to some obstacle in front or back when you are parking. And remember when you were driving that Morris 1100, did you ever think that one day soon you will sit in the back seat of a car that will take you home with no driver at the wheel whatsoever? The mind boggles, Maulana, boggles. It's all about research, and there are thousands of research institutes all over the world working very hard on various projects. some extremely important, like the breakthrough we just heard about recently, a vaccine against malaria and one against AIDS. But then we also have institutes and laboratories researching some really silly stuff, man. Silly things, totally useless research, costing millions of dollars. Let me give you some very quick examples. A study was conducted at the Babraham Institute in Cambridge to determine whether sheep were capable of recognizing the faces of other sheep. When the study concluded in 2001, the researchers had discovered that sheep could, in fact, recognize the face of 50 sheep about 80% of the time, and they remembered them for over 2 years. Can you believe it? I have a problem remembering people's faces, but sheep can remember for 2 years. Eh? I'm sure that you, dear listeners, that this important information will change your lives forever. So what about this? A research study reported in the Journal of Health Psychology shows that being homeless is bad for your health. And the American Statistician Journal showed that research proved that statistical analysis reveals Mexican drug war increased murder rates. Now here's something that is vital to surviving in this world. Question: which can jump higher, the dog flea or the cat flea? Researchers from the École Nationale Veterinaire de Toulouse in France meticulously recorded the leaping efforts of a collection of both species of flea. And it says in the report, a comparison of jump performance of the dog flea, Centaurus apelides canis, and the cat flea, Centaurus apelides felis felis, declared the dog flea is the winner. The journal Ergonomics published a research project, Impact of Wet Underwear on Thermoregulatory Responses and Thermal Comfort in the Cold. Well, in simple terms, the research concluded that wet underwear is uncomfortable. Yeah, and another question that is asked, do woodpeckers get headaches? The British Journal of Ophthalmology published a research paper, Cure for a Headache, courtesy of Dr. Ivan Schwab, an ophthalmologist at the University of California, which concluded that woodpeckers don't get headaches.
Mm.
Do mosquitoes like cheese? Published in the British Medical Journal, The Lancet, Bart Knoll, who is an entomologist, described how Anopheles gambiae, Africa's most prolific malaria-spreading mosquito, exhibited a keen partiality for biting human feet and ankles. The research also showed that these mosquitoes can be attracted to Limburger cheese, a stinky fromage that shares many characteristics with the whiff of human feet. And here's another quick one. Which has a greater effect on your skull, being hit with an empty bottle, beer bottle, or a full one? Dr. Stephen Bollinger and his colleagues tested the breaking energy of full and empty beer bottles using a drop tower. Moreover, they discovered that a full bottle will strike a target with almost 70% more energy than an empty bottle, but that either is capable of breaking a human skull. Isn't that absolutely astounding, dear listeners? I bet you didn't know that. Question. How does that little, and this is the final one, Mola, and I'm sure you'll be very interested in this one. How does the little fluff get into your navel? I'm sure, dear listeners, that you must be having sleepless nights wondering about this. Well, the mystery is over. George Steinhauser, a chemist and researcher at the Vienna University of Technology, published a research paper entitled The Nature of Navel Fluff. After gathering 503 samples of navel fluff, Dr. Steinhauser concluded that the culprit behind this common occurrence is hair on the abdomen, which dislodges small fibers from clothing and channels them into the belly button. Well, what do you make of that? Okay, you know, Molana, these are examples of completely loony research.
Yeah.
But hang on, just 1 minute. I just came across some very startling research that may have health benefits That's right, health benefits. But before I go further, let me caution sensitive listeners. The next story is guaranteed to make your stomach turn. You will feel totally disgusted and you may even become terribly bilious. It will definitely spoil your appetite. But the big picture is an educational program, and the next story is a medical breakthrough that has substantial health benefits. And be warned, switch off immediately. Radio Islam's insurance does not cover listeners falling into distress. Okay, here goes. The report is from the British Telegraph newspaper. I hope some people have switched off. The British Telegraph newspaper of yesterday says, eating boogers is good for teeth and overall health, scientists have concluded. It says, it might be wise to look away now if you are eating or having a weak stomach, but scientists have discovered that ingesting boogers is good for teeth and overall health. Scientists at a number of universities, including Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, say parents should not discourage their children from picking their noses because they contain a rich reservoir of good bacteria. Eating snot can also prevent bacteria from sticking to teeth, according to the article published in the Journal of the American Society of Microbiology. The findings even suggest snot could defend against respiratory infections, stomach ulcers, and even HIV. The researchers are even working on a synthetic mucus toothpaste and chewing gum to harness the dental benefits of boogers. Co-author Dr. Scott Knapper, professor of biochemistry at the University of Saskatchewan, Canada, said, "Nature pushes us to do different things because it is to our advantage to have certain behaviors to consume different types of foods. So maybe when you have an urge to pick your nose and eat it, you should just go with nature." From an evolutionary perspective, we evolve under very dirty conditions, and maybe this desire to keep our environment and our behaviors sterile isn't actually working to our advantage. Austrian lung specialist Professor Friedrich Bischinger, who also contributed to the study, said research show people who pick their noses are healthy, happier, and probably better in tune with their bodies. He says eating the dry remains of what you pull out is a great way of strengthening the body's immune system. Medically, it makes great sense and is perfectly natural to do. In terms of immune system, the nose is a filter in which a great deal of bacteria are collected. And when this mixture arrives in the intestines, it works just like medicine. So, dear listeners, next time you see a lighty with his finger up his nose, don't shout, "Hey, see, he's digging diamonds and putting in his mouth." Stop and think. Maybe it's good for him. As the research shows, people who pick their noses are healthy, happier, and perhaps better in tune with their bodies. Molana, you look healthy, happy, and in tune with your body. What have you been up to in secret?
No, that's all roulade.
By the way, isn't it quite a funny Indian expression? Eh? I think it's very funny. Hey, stop digging diamonds. and what do they always say? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, it seems that it now also applies to boys. And dear ladies, do not mention this story as the bully is about to tuck into his dalgos. This is such a yucky story, and I'm disgusted with all of you for forcing me to tell it to you.
So Donald Trump is constantly in the soup.
The United States of America, the greatest democracy in the world. That's right, folks, the greatest democracy in the world. Do you know why? Because everyone can have a chance to become president. That's right. Anyone. What absolute shock and awe that a black man became president and was re-elected after 4 years to serve a total of 8 years. Absolute magic. anyone can become the president in this great democracy. And now we have Bart Simpson as president. Or should I say, the cartoon character Donald Duck. Ah, I forgot that before Obama, we also had another escapee from Disney World, Goofy, our friend Georgie. But let's talk about my friend who has just survived 100 days at the White House. And that is, of course, President Pagla. Psychiatrists say that he is suffering from something called narcissistic personality disorder. My diagnosis, as you all know, is more accurate, dear listeners. He is suffering from a severe case of BDD, Badam Dood deficiency. His mother didn't give him Badam Dood when he was growing up. But his mother also forgot to give him some very important advice. When you are in a hole, stop digging. And President Pagla has been in a deep hole ever since he entered the White House. Deeper and deeper. And he keeps digging. One blunder after another. One big lie after another. And you know what? I like it. Something new to report every week. And, of course, his expiry date is coming up very fast. I predicted that President Pagla won't last 1 year in office. So, what's the latest crisis? Now, before I get there, tell me this, dear listeners. A multimillionaire and an ex-president's wife are competing to be president of their country. Who are they and which was their country? And the answer number one, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the United States of America. Answer number two, Cyril Ramaphosa and Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma of the Republic of South Africa. Next question, which president fired one of the highest officials in the country regarding the question of alleged corruption in relation to the Russians? Answer number one, Donald Trump on Tuesday fired James Comey, the head of the FBI, who was investigating the Trump team during the election period last year for colluding with Russia in undermining the election process. Answer number two, Jacob Zuma fired Pravin Gordhan for, as many see it, that he stood in the way of a deal with Russia for the building of nuclear power stations that allegedly has been secretly concluded already. Next question. Which president gave a reason for the firing of the top official and then changed his story? Answer number one, Donald Trump said that he fired Comey on the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and then said, no, it was completely his own decision. Answer number two, we were told that an intelligence report that showed that Pravin Bhai was planning to undermine the government while overseas was the reason. Then that changed. Apparently, there were other factors. Another question. Which president said that he fired the official because he was not doing his job? Answer number one, Trump said that the staff at the FBI were demoralized and lacked confidence in the FBI leader, James Comey. And answer number two, Zuma implied that the pace of transformation was being hampered by Pravin and staff at the Treasury were not happy. Next question. Which president has been criticized by members of his own party for firing a top official? Answer number one, Donald Trump's own Republican Party members are expressing their great displeasure at what's playing out. And answer number two, members of Jacob Zuma's ANC are openly criticizing the president. So, dear listeners, these are huge nails in the political coffins of Jacob Zuma and Donald Trump. Just this week, Judge Valley said that Zuma must provide the documents that indicate why Pravin needed to be fired. And with Trump, there is a call that an independent prosecutor must investigate why Comey was fired. All very exciting stuff. So, let's unpack all of this, Maulana. Right, just before the elections last year, the head of the FBI, James Comey, announced that he had investigated Hillary Clinton's use of a private email to send official messages. And when he checked it all, he found that there was nothing wrong. And suddenly, just a week or two before the election, he came forward and said, well, you know what, there are new emails that he came across, and Hillary is again being investigated. Hillary was, of course, very angry, and then she said that because of this announcement by Comey, she lost the elections. Of course, Trump loved it. He said at that time that Comey is a good guy. And then, of course, Trump entered the White House in January. In March, Comey announced that there is evidence that members of the Trump team during the election period last year were colluding with the Russians. Russia was accused of interfering with the elections, hacking and so on. Well, as you can imagine, President Pagla became extremely sour when he heard this. And then Comey went even further, saying that he feels very bad that his words may have lost the election for Hillary Clinton. Pagla became even more sour. So on the 9th, that is just last week, Tuesday, I think, a few days ago, President Pagla fired the head of the FBI, James Comey. He gave the reason, he gave this reason for firing him. Trump says that he did so on the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein gave a list of complaints against Comey. Apparently, Trump asked for this recommendation. And he actually said this in his letter. Donald Trump, when he sent a letter to Comey firing him, said on the letter that on the recommendations of Rosenstein, I am firing you. And the White House spokesperson said this repeatedly, that Comey was fired based on the recommendations of Rosenstein. And Vice President Pence said this 7 times in an interview, TV interview. The spokesperson emphasized the point that in the recommendation, that the way Comey handled the Hillary emails was unfair. That was one of the grievances. That is so funny. They are upset that Hillary lost the elections because of what Comey did. You really can't make this stuff up, Maulana. Anyway, they sang this song over and over again that Comey was fired because of Rosenstein's recommendation. Then suddenly, Rosenstein spoke up yesterday and said that he was very angry. He said that if he is being blamed for the firing of Comey, then he will resign. Very, very angry. President Pagla and his spokesperson got a skrik and quickly changed their story. No, it wasn't Rosenstein's recommendation. The president already decided long before that to fire him. Long before that. And the new reason the president gave was that Comey wasn't doing a good job at the FBI. The place was in a mess, it was in turmoil, and Trump said that the staff was very unhappy with Comey. Well, yesterday, the acting head of the FBI, and his name is Andrew McCabe, who was Comey's deputy, when he was asked by the Intelligence Committee at the U.S. Congress, was staff morale low at the FBI because Comey didn't do his job properly? Andrew McCabe answered very clearly and very strongly, FBI Director James Comey was a man of great integrity, a very good man who did a brilliant job, and the staff at the FBI all respected him and were very happy with him. Whoa! Now that's a big rejection of Pagla's lie. But yesterday, Trump gave an interview on ABC TV, and he said this, it was my decision alone to fire Comey because he is a showboat and a grandstander. Dear listeners, I'm completely serious. That's what he said. The reason, he's a showboat and a grandstander. That description actually fits Donald Trump perfectly. When you are in a hole, stop digging. Let's look at just 2 issues very quickly, Maulana. We've got a few minutes.
2 minutes, yes.
Right. In the letter that he sent to Comey, firing him, he said, And thank you for saying on three occasions that I'm not being investigated by colluding with the Russians. Can you believe it? You are fired, but thanks for clearing my name. And when he was asked yesterday on ABC TV, how did this happen? Donald Trump said, I asked him this over dinner one day, and it was a great dinner. Then on another occasion, I phoned him. On the third occasion, Coney phoned me and said that I was not being investigated. Dear listeners, next Tuesday, James Coney will be appearing before the U.S. Congress to tell the world his version of events. If he says that he didn't tell President Pagla that he was not under investigation, then the manure will really hit the fan. Wait for that one. But big questions are being asked. Can a person being investigated ask the investigator whether he is being investigated? And some law experts have suggested that this is in conflict with the law. And in fact, Acting Attorney General Andrew McCabe said that such information is not disclosed, whether a person is being investigated or not, suggesting that Comey could not have told Donald Trump that he was in the clear. Another big nail, Maulana. Donald Trump's mouth is like a spade. Every time he opens it, the hole he is in gets deeper and deeper.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, and I don't want to give you a big Juma Bayan type light today. I just want to give you the one line as I did last week. You know, someone stole the toilet seat at the Isipingo police station. Constable Lamini said, we are investigating, but at the moment we don't have anything to go on. You know, I always thought that my neighbors were quite nice people, but then they put their password on their Wi-Fi. You know, Maulana, when I look at chocolate, I hear two voices in my head. The first one says, you need to eat that chocolate. The other voice says, hey, you heard that, go and eat the chocolate. Insurance clerk asks Marimuthu, where were you born, sir? And Marimuthu answers, in KwaZulu. And insurance clerk said, okay, and which part? And Marimuthu says, my whole body. What a question, Mamo. The kangaroo mother got very itchy around her stomach. She opened her pouch and shouted into it, how many times I must tell you not to eat murku in bed? And the final one is, Ahmed Bhai said to me with a grin the other day, he said, you know what? Financially, I'm set for life, provided I die next Wednesday.
Agarib, as always, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated.
Always a pleasure, Habibi, Habibi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.